up, y'all? Welcome back. What's up? It's good. You already know we back with another. But y'all know we keep it real over here. So let's talk about something people love to avoid. Accountability. And I mean, let's be honest, it's way easier to blame someone else than to look in the mirror, right? Whether it's men versus women, debates, talking about bullying kids online, or just people who stay focused on everyone else's life instead of fixing their own mess. Accountability is nowhere to be found. So today, let's get into why people deflect, blame, and project. And most importantly, how can we move differently? So grab your tea, your coffee, or your wine, because I know some of y'all like to sit when you listen. So let's get into it. First of all, can we talk about how every single day there's a new debate about men versus women? I mean, it's like clockwork. Men swear women don't take accountability. Women swear men are emotionally unavailable. Then somebody gonna bring up 50-50 bills, submission, cheating, no parenting, and boom, internet war. But let's be real. Both sides have issues with accountability. Everybody wants to be right. Nobody wants to reflect. It's all projection. And don't get me wrong, some of these conversations need to be had for sure. But most of these debates are just people being loud and wrong for likes and comments. Like, instead of arguing about who should pay the bills in someone else's relationship, how about focusing on what works in yours? Or work to get a relationship? Because some of y'all out here talking and giving comments about relationships and you ain't in one. Why do you care how a stranger splits their rent? Why do you care how a man chooses to take care of his wife, or how a wife chooses to take care of her husband and her family? Why do you care if a woman chooses not to work? It's not your woman. It's not you. Right? Make it make sense, y'all. Another thing is, like, the internet just has people real bold. It's like people wake up choosing to be mean, negative, and hateful. Like, example, people will sit online all day talking trash about folks they don't know, celebrities, influencers, random strangers. But my thing is, where's the energy when it comes to your own life? Like, your job hates you, your relationship struggling, your bank account is gasping for air, but you got time to drag a stranger. Make it make sense. And don't get me started on parents bullying their own kids online, recording punishments, embarrassing them for views, then wonder why their kids don't respect them later. Or, you know, people sitting up here going in on kids when certain things go viral and you like talking about kids like the kid can't read, like they might not see that. I made a reel about that earlier last week. Like, kids are struggling mentally more than ever, and half the time it starts at home. But instead of parents looking at their own parenting style, they just say kids these days are soft. Nah, y'all just don't want to take accountability. Adults bullying each other, and it's not just kids. Grown adults bully each other too. Family, friends, even coworkers. I've had friends who've made up lies about me. Imagine that, lying on somebody's name just to stir up the pot. But those situations taught me a lot about people, and it definitely made me compartmentalize friendships real quick. Because not everybody deserves access to you. So let this be a reminder: when people try to dim your light, it says more about them than it ever will about you, my baby. You know what's wild? How much people focus on other people's lives instead of their own. Who someone dating, how they parent, how they spend their money. Meanwhile, they got bigger problems they should be handling. And listen, I get it, it's easy to get caught up. Even I have moments where I let the internet distract me. Too tapped in, too worried about what's being said. Then I had to take a step back, like, why do I even care? I had to remove myself entirely and start focusing on what truly matters, me, my peace, my family, my relationship with God. Because at the end of the day, you cannot pour from an empty cup. If you're draining, you're always on survival mode. If you're constantly getting caught up in that negativity, how can you grow? And another thing, stop expecting friends and family to support your business. That was a hard pill for me to swallow, but I had to realize that they are not your target audience. And strangers will support you more than people you know, and that's okay. Stop waiting for validation. Do it anyway. This is your message to do it anyway, no matter what. But here's my final thoughts for y'all. Be accountable for yourself. Nobody's perfect, but growth starts with looking in the mirror. Protect your peace. If something isn't adding up in your life, let it go. Worry about your own blessings, because while you're over there counting someone else's, you're missing out on your own. And lastly, don't let anybody's opinion shake you. What they think is none of your business anyway. All right? Anyway, y'all, that's all for today. And if this hit for you, make sure you share it. Leave me a review. Yeah, y'all leave me a review. I would like to know what you think. And come chat with me on social media if you like. But only if you have something nice to say. No, I'm just kidding. I don't care. I'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, stay blessed, stay focused, stay accountable. Of course, stay rooted in love and grounded in truth. I love y'all. Bye.